the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that is the great Dorothy Dandridge. It's easy to remember. She died on this day, September the 8th in 1965, from an accidental overdose of depressants, of antidepressants, and she was one of the most amazing actresses and singers. She was in that Marx Brothers comedy, A Day at the Races, and of course played the Carmen Jones, and she was the third African-American woman to be nominated for an Academy Award in 1955 for that role. And so we celebrate her as we open up our day in history. And on this day in history, we're going to honor two other women. One is a woman named Sarah Mapps Douglas. She died on this day on September the 8th, 1882. She was actually born September 9th in 1806. She was one of the great early abolitionists. She was born to a free black family in Philadelphia, a fairly wealthy family by the standards of that day, family descended from black Quakers. She formed the first female anti-slavery society in 1838, and she became someone who was a fighter for a multiracial group of women and led them in the battle against abolition and started the first schools for African-American children, became a great artist and also a scientist, studied medicine and hygiene and anatomy. She became a leader of the thing called the Black Literary Societies. These societies that took place all over the country, and believing that this was the way, part of the way to liberation was through teaching and writing and thinking great thoughts to build the abolition movement. And she was just highly regarded, an amazing person. And she talked about how one day she wrote this piece where she talked about how she came to the abolition movement as a young woman, and she didn't think about it much as a young woman. But then she said, I'll just read a little piece that she wrote. She said, I had only formed a little world of my own and cared not to move beyond its precincts. But how was the scene changed when I held the oppressor lurking on the border of my peaceful home? I saw his iron hand stretched forth to seize me as his prey, and the cause of the slave became my own. I started up and with one mighty effort threw me from the lethargy which had covered me as a mantle for these years, and determined by the help of the Almighty to use every exertion of my power to elevate the character of my wronged and neglected race. And it became one of the great leaders of our nation, little sung, but we do it here, Sarah Mapps Douglas. And as we conclude our day in history, and you can see the rest at steinershow.org, we want to remember, now remember, she's still with us, Ruby Bridges. If any of you remember that iconic cover that was painted by Norman Rockwell of a young black girl, barely 3 feet tall, standing with these huge white men walking down a sidewalk as she was going to integrate the New Orleans schools. The painting was called The Problem We All Live With. Well, that was Ruby Bridges. She was celebrated at the White House just not long ago with that painting behind her. But her family decided they had to stand up and fight, and their daughter was strong enough to do it. The Deputy U.S. Marshal said of her, she showed a lot of courage. She never cried. She didn't whimper. She just marched along like a little soldier, and we're all very proud of her. And this was people saying they were going to poison her, kill her. She had to be taught in a class by only one teacher would teach her, but she persevered. And she became a philanthropist and a leader in the community. And so on this day, we say happy birthday to Ruby Bridges on the September 8th, this day in history. There are many other things in this day in history we could talk about, but I'll leave you with one, and then we will let you go to steinershow.org. This is a day in 1975 that Leonard Matlevich, a Air Force sergeant, a decorated veteran of Vietnam War, appeared in his uniform on the cover of Time magazine with the headline, I am a homosexual, and stood up. So that's this day in history. For the rest of this day in history, go to steinershow.org. We're going to take a brief break and come right back as we talk with publisher and editor-in-chief of The Nation magazine, Katrina Vanden Heuvel.
See no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the
adult, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me?